Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 23rd of March 2026. Today's topic is the pure in heart. Our text today is taken from Psalm chapter 24, verse 3 to 6. Verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm chapter 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The first verse of our text poses a question. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? The next verse provides the answer, which is a Christian youth with clean hands, a pure heart, and who has not lifted up his or her soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Our concentration is on purity of heart, which is another word for holiness. Also, a pure heart is one that is rid of grudges, rancor, bitterness, hatred, malice, prejudice, jealousy, and all forms of sinful practices. A youth with a pure heart sets aside selfish ambitions and genuinely seeks God. It is called the heart of flesh. Having a pure heart starts with confession and repentance of all known sins and meditating on God's word regularly. If you yield yourself to God, He is willing and faithful to give you a pure heart. To remain pure, you need to daily seek the face of God in prayer, have an enriching study of the word, and regular fellowship with the people of God. Quote for the day. It is called the heart of flesh. The challenge for today is, yield your heart to God for total cleansing. Prayer. Heavenly Father, make my heart pure in Jesus' name. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.